edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us if you would like to play the Harris Challenge. There are two ways you can do it. One is to just listen along on the radio, play along while you're driving home or starting your weekend or doing whatever it is you're doing with the radio on or the free KTRS app. The other way is to be an active participant by calling us and becoming a contestant, which you can do as long as you haven't played in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. 1-888-550-KTRS is the other phone number. And to entice you to play, of course, you have the opportunity to win something here. A fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Forsyth and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. And they have two locations, one in Forsyth and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also, we might get you into the Skyview Drive-In.
That's the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt West in Belleville, showing on screen one tonight and for the next week, Finding Dory, the good new Pixar movie. And you'll also get Alice Through the Looking Glass, or you can go to screen two and see Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart in Central Intelligence and The Conjuring 2, two movies for the price of one at the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right. Or if you get the clean sweep, we have a prize for you, a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right, those are the prizes you're playing for on the Harris Challenge, and our first contestant is you, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Hi. When you get to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you also get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
All right. Well, I was just going to say it's really hot out here, so, you know, people should maybe stay inside this weekend.
That is crazy talk.
Hey, that's not what I heard.
What?
No, I heard you're supposed to go outside in multiple layers.
Yeah, layers.
Dark clothing.
No, fewer layers, thin layers.
Drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, a lot of alcohol.
Not much water.
And ignore the elderly. They do not like to be bothered in the heat.
No.
Don't check on your neighbors. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, you guys got it then.
All right, Steve, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which category you choose of the first three that pop up of the five that we will eventually get to. Number one is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, we have the father of invention. Or our third category, movie dads. Which one would you like?
Let's go with movie dads.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader.
Yes, or Anakin Skywalker. In what Disney movie would you find a dad named Mufasa?
Lion King.
Correct. Who played the young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2?
Al Pacino.
De Niro.
Okay.
Al Pacino was Michael Corleone. Who played the title role in the 1991 remake of Father of the Bride?
Steve Martin.
Correct. Which of these did not appear in the 1994 movie In the Name of the Father? Was it Daniel Day-Lewis, Pete Postlethwaite, or Paul Giamatti?
Postlethwaite.
It was Paul Giamatti.
Well, all right.
Let's see how you did here, Steve.
I don't know.
The one and the two and the four, and oh, that's only 7 points.
Oh.
As you know, as a regular listener, you got to get to 8 points or better to win. And if you don't, then we have to punish you. Today's punishment music is a topical piece of music. As you may know, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were in court this week because they're being sued by the estate of the former Randy California, who was the leader of a group called Spirit, who wrote a song in 1967 called Taurus. chorus and says that Page and Plant ripped off that song for their song Stairway to Heaven with Led Zeppelin a couple of years later. Now, we don't know what the outcome of that case is going to be, but we do know that there have been some really, 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 really bad versions of Stairway to Heaven recorded in the past, and also some weird parody versions, like this one that sounds like it's by the B-52s. The group is called Rock Lobsters. Sounds just like Fred, doesn't it?
What does she know?
The stores are all closed.
Without
words she can get.
Get what?
For what she came for.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. Cause you know sometimes words have to mean it.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Wow.
I told you we were going to have some fun today. Oh, Steve, yeah. I hope you had fun playing and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Now we move on to contestant number two, also named Steve. I'm sensing a trend.
Hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Well, thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I'd like to listen to some more of the Rock Lobsters, but not necessarily on my dime. Let's do it on the next person.
All right. Let's see which category you would like to choose here, Steve. We have you been paying attention, the father of invention, or our new third category, presidential dads?
Father of invention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president signed the proclamation declaring the third Sunday in June as Father's Day? Was it Lyndon Johnson, Teddy Roosevelt, or Harry Truman?
Harry Truman.
Lyndon Johnson in 1966. According to Wikipedia, what is Vinton Cerf? Vinton Cerf, considered the father of the yellow school bus, the ballpoint pen, or the internet?
Ballpoint
pen. The internet. According to the Wall Street Journal, which of these are Americans most likely to give a man for Father's Day? Computer accessories, tools, or clothing?
Clothing.
Computer accessories. Who is considered the father of the hydrogen bomb? Albert Einstein, Robert Oppenheimer, or Edward Teller?
Oppenheimer.
Edward Teller. What electronic device are Philo Farnsworth, Vladimir Zworkin, and John Logie Baird all credited for inventing?
I have no idea. I guess I'm going to be listening to the Rock Lobster.
The answer is television. And by the way, Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb, later, of course, went on to work with Penn Jillette. Many people do not know that.
Yeah, and Logie Baird had a friend named Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, Boo Boo.
And John Logie Baird had a brother named Haka. Let you think about that one for a second here.
Oh, man.
Steve, you got 0 points, so that means I'm going to have to punish you.
Oh.
I know you want to hear more of the Rock Lobsters, but you're not going to. Instead, you're going to hear the opera stylings of Sandra Hahn and Michael Tukic.
Yes.
Recorded in a bathroom or something?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right, that's enough. Steve, we have over 2 on Steve's today, but thank you very much for playing.
Thank you.
Let's bring in our third contestant, our first non-Steve of the day. Hello, Ross.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
Oh, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and also to my dad, Dwayne.
Okay.
Hope he's having a good and happy Father's Day weekend.
Hope so, too. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Presidential dads, or our new third category, sports and showbiz week?
Let's go with sports and showbiz week.
All right, Ross, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which player was ejected from last night's NBA Finals Game 6 for throwing his mouth guard into the crowd and hitting a fan?
Stephen Curry.
Correct. Which Broadway show, which tells the Wizard of Oz story from the Witcher's perspective, will become a movie in 2019?
Wicked.
Correct. Which classic rocker collapsed on stage last night in Canada while performing I'd Do Anything for Love?
Okay.
four-pointer. Which 1980s TV alien was played by Michu Mazaros, the under 3 feet tall actor who died this week at 76?
Alf
is right. According to HBO, which Larry David comedy series will return for its first new season since 2011?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Correct. Now back for the clean sweep. Which classic rocker collapsed on stage last night in Canada? While performing I'd Do Anything for Love? No, it was Meat Loaf. Or as the New York Times once referred to him, Mr. Loaf.
I guess that is his son, boy. I wasn't thinking.
The story of Canada. The story that came out today was that he was dehydrated. My friend John Carney said earlier today, I hate dry meatloaf.
I hate dry meatloaf.
Oh, there he is.
As well.
You got yourself 12 points, Ross. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Happy Father's Day.
You too. Stand by while Dan gets your information, and I bring in contestant number four. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul.
Go ahead and plug something.
Go Cardinals.
All right. Would you like, have you been paying attention?
Yes.
Or, okay.
I don't want to ruin one.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What made big news at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort in Lake Buena Vista, Florida this week?
Child eaten by an alligator.
Correct. Which country's track and field team has been banned
from the
Rio Olympics over charges of state-sponsored doping? It is Russia. What has become the first U.S. city to pass a tax on soda? Is it Philadelphia, San Francisco, or Chicago?
City of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Correct. Which fitness guru denied reports this week that he is transitioning to becoming a woman?
Richard. Oh, God, I can't think of his last name. What's number five?
Five-pointer. What online community for business people is Microsoft buying for $26 billion?
LinkedIn.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Which fitness guru is denying reports that he is transitioning to becoming a woman?
Richard. I can see his face in his little striped shorts. Richard. Can't think of the fault. Sorry. Richard Evans.
Richard. Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Richard Evans?
No,
we needed Richard Simmons.
I was close.
Yeah, you were.
Little curly-headed Jewish guy with striped shorts.
That was my nickname in high school. That's not true. I never wore shorts in high school or never had curly hair. Dan, you've got yourself 11 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. And our Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number five. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Take 5 seconds and talk about yourself.
I would like to say to your listeners that this is the best 15 minutes in radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Our category for you is presidential dads, Rich. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What are the names of President Obama's daughters?
Malia and Michaela.
It's Malia and Sasha.
Uh-oh.
Which president had children named Caroline and John?
President Kennedy.
Correct. Who was the first presidential son to be elected U.S. president?
George W. Bush. John Quincy Adams, sorry.
Which president had a daughter named Amy?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Which president had a son appear on Saturday Night Live in a parody of Risky Business in his underwear?
Ronald Reagan.
That's correct. It was Ron Reagan who did that. And you've got yourself the 2 and the 4 and the 5 for 11 points. Rich, congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, that makes my Father's Day.
Good. I hope you have a great one, and thank you very much for playing. I do have to speak on behalf of the entire Harris Challenge staff when I say we're really disappointed because we had more bad Stairway to Heaven stuff to share with you. But there will be plenty more Harris Challenges on which to do exactly that in the future. If you want to check the archives, go to my website, harrisonline.com, and play along with those, or get the podcast edition there as well. And if you would like to play along live next week, join me Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via the free KTRS app.